with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling ABC Television's abrupt and indefinite suspension of the Jimmy Kimmel Show, in his words, outrageous, and claims it was the result of pressure the Federal Communications Commission put on the network because of false statements the late-night comic made about Charlie Kirk's assassin. But FCC Chairman Brendan Carr is challenging Schumer. Carr says the FCC doesn't license national TV networks and that the decision was made by...
And what happened yesterday for the first time, frankly, in modern history, is local TV stations, first Nexstar, which owns some, then Sinclair, which owns others, says, listen, we don't want to run Kimmel. We don't think it actually serves the needs of our communities in Utah, in Pennsylvania. And so this is TV stations pushing back on national programmers, which I think is a very good thing.
The FCC chairman was interviewed earlier today on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer discuss ramping up pressure on Russia to end its war with Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At a press conference wrapping up his state visit to the UK, the president said he was very disappointed with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
He's let me down. He's really let me down.
Prime Minister Starmer denounced Putin's continued attacks against Ukraine and recent violations of NATO airspace.
These are not the actions of someone who wants peace.
He said pressure on Putin needs to be ramped up in order to end the bloodshed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Turning Point USA announced today Erica Kirk has been unanimously elected as its next leader and will serve as CEO and board chair. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 124 points. This is SRN News. A new Gallup report on moral trends in this country.
According to the respected polling organization, the number one issue that has seen a sea change in America's perception of it is homosexuality. In the year 2000, only 40% of respondents told Gallup that they considered gay relationships to be morally acceptable. Today, it's 64%, a swing of 24 points. The Gallup study also finds large numbers of Americans now have no problem with fornication and having children out of wedlock. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attack on Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. More than 70 people were killed in multiple villages when members of the Allied Democratic Forces, a Muslim terror group, launched coordinated attacks last week. A local official tells International Christian Concern, like all terrorist groups, the ADF's objective is to instill fear. This is SRN News. A judge is blocking the Trump administration from deporting Guatemalan migrant children who came to the U.S. alone back to their home country.
The ruling by U.S. District Judge Timothy J. Kelly comes after the administration's attempt to remove Guatemalan migrant children who were living in government shelters and foster care. Immigration and children's advocates sued, arguing many of these children were fleeing abuse or violence, and the government was bypassing long-standing legal procedures meant to protect them. Kelly's decision extends a temporary order while this case plays out. John Scott reporting.
An immigration judge ruled Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil can be deported for not disclosing information on his green card application. This decision is a setback for Khalil, but not apparently the final word in his case. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.